we now know that space, this seeming emptiness that is all-pervading, which is called quantum vacuum, is anything but a vacuum. Everything we know about space now is that it is seething with energetic potentiality. It has an enormous energy density. We've come to understand that that space is not so much just a dead empty void, but is in actuality a structure structured out of pure potential. And this potential has an infinite quality. It's radially, omnidirectionally balancing itself out and canceling itself out in all directions so as to appear as emptiness. But in fact, when you perturb it in certain ways, we find out that it's seething with energy, and that underlying infinite potential is that which really contextualizes and embraces all of existence. It's at the foundations of quantum physics, and none of the equations would work out right if it wasn't for this underlying zero-point field which fills all space. We now know to be characterized by virtually boundless luminosity. It's efflorescing with light. I believe that this light is actually the light that is informing all being. It's the lumen naturale that is what people of awakened consciousness actually perceive. It's a light that is living all of existence. And it's really striking to see that these breakthroughs happening on the leading edge of physics, describing space as having the properties of boundless luminosity, infinite energetic potential, I believe sentience. I find that all the great spiritual traditions of the world characterize consciousness or mind in its unconditioned nature as being equivalent to or analogous to space. I think that it actually is space. I think that the space that we are currently arising in is really identical to what is called the Great Spirit, the mind of God. It is this field of boundless potentiality that is currently, right in this moment, manifesting itself as this entire universe. And that we are actually arising out of this field every instant, every nanosecond. There is a new creation emerging out of the field. A lot of the physics of zero-point energy is finding out that the key to interacting with this field and tapping it is resonance. At certain states of resonance, effects take place that contradict our understanding of the laws of physics and our understanding of the laws of conservation of energy. And this has profound implications for understanding the nature of ourselves, because we are, right in this moment, are pervaded by that field of boundless luminosity, infinite energetic potential. Our entire biocrystalline manifestation is emerging out of this plenum as an integrated complex of asymmetry arising out of this field of boundless potential. This is the view that's being brought forth at the leading edge of physics, and it sounds alluringly similar to the accounts that mystics describe.